Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
There's a wind advisory, like, warning today.
There was one last night. You should have seen me.
Insane the last, like, 3 days.
So what's the, when they warn, when you get in your car, you type in the location of where you're going, and it goes, warning, wind advisory. What, okay, I'm driving. Should I be worried that, like, the wind is going to knock over my car?
No, you've never driven where it was like very windy outside and it's actually like hindering your driving. Like windy out.
Maybe like coming back from like Coachella or something. Yeah, especially, I guess I know what you're talking about.
But no, like worse than like a Coachella wind. This is like turbulence wind. Like it's so windy where it'll pull your car just a little bit. It's like nothing crazy, but still it's like they should warn you.
If anybody has a Jeep, every time you turn your car on, there's an advisory for some sort of weather that you have to like accept.
Because it's a Jeep.
Literally every time.
Especially like the Jeep Grand Cherokees, right?
I never got that. My Jeep.
Your Jeep didn't have a screen.
Oh, it also didn't have.
Do Wranglers tip over as much as Grand Cherokees are the ones that tip over a lot.
I feel
right?
like that's a myth everybody's parents told them.
I saw a video though one time of like a road test of a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and it was like wah wah wah, like it was pretty intense. But
you turn sharp enough, and you'll get that thing on the side.
Yeah,
a Jeep.
Yeah,
you should attempt it. You'll get it on its side.
Are people still doing ducking? Is that a thing where you leave the little rubber ducky? Do you have a bunch of ducks in your?
I've only got ducked once. I thought I was being trafficked.
Oh,
okay. Please don't duck.
I had to look.
Well,
it
that was
up,
a good experience then.
Almost every time I see a Jeep, there is a duck.
What's the duck like?
Susie just got a duck like what a few weeks ago, and she was like, "Oh my god, this is a traffic! I can't wait out of here!" Like Susie, you're fine. It's a Jeep.
Yeah,
thing.
I didn't know either at first.
Yeah, where do you put the duck? Do you put the duck
anywhere.
On the hood?
Just anywhere on the Jeep.
Yeah.
You just turn on like your car, the rear view mirror is just the duck.
I remember when I first got my Jeep, it's probably still a thing now. You kind of wave the Jeeps and every time you see someone.
Every time.
It's still a thing now?
It's still a thing and I love it. I
Weird.
Love it.
Okay.
Like a family.
When I first got a Jeep in Florida, the amount of times I was just looking for other Jeeps just so I could say hi and wave to them because I was so excited about
it's,
mine.
Yeah, it's like a brotherhood or like some sort of.
Oh, we're a cult.
Oh, yeah.
Jeepers, yes.
It's a Jeepers, state of mind.
Jeepers creeps, yeah.
It's a Jeep.
My cult's called the Jeepers creeps.
Isn't it wild how like the American tire we all use on our car still has to have air in it. Why haven't they figured out how to make a tire that
where
doesn't rely on
air.
Having air. Just it's a full-on tire. Like, the structure of the tire is the tire. It doesn't need the air.
Like, just straight rubber.
Yes, just straight rubber. Wait, a durable tire.
That's a really good point.
Keith might have the answer.
Yeah, people have tried. They have different, like, prototypes and stuff of ones that are basically, like, an outline of a tire that are, like, rigid enough to hold the weight, but will, like,
almost like a 3D printed tire.
Yeah,
kinda.
There's stuff like that.
But also, I think having tires like that are good in case of, you know, someone trying to escape from cops. Like, I feel like tires are always a good way to go when someone is escaping in a car, right?
Good point. Did you see that pursuit that happened yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Where?
It was, I think it was down kind of in Long Beach. Every time there's a pursuit, I'm like, ooh, where in LA is it? And I can never recognize wherever it is.
So what happened? What was the story?
A guy, when I turned it on, it was a U-Haul. And this guy was going so fast. Like,
U-Haul? What?
A U-Haul. Like a U-Haul.
Yeah, I mean, did he like rob a bunch of places and then had everything in his U-Haul? What was the...
I bet it's pretty easy to rob a U-Haul.
Oh, he robbed a U-Haul.
I bet he did. Most car rental places, the keys are in it. U-Hauls, I feel like...
What a terrible vehicle to pick. Try to outrun the cops.
Yeah, not a good pick. But again, what was he? What was the, like, what did he do?
I don't know. They never really say that during the pursuit, like, how it all started. They just get up there and they just
they
follow
They should. It. If people are watching it, it's like a show. Kind of catch is, them up.
Yeah, it's fun to watch them live, though. Like, when you catch it live and you can sit there.
Kevin counting, and you don't know how long it's going to go on yeah. for. Because I thought, I was like, oh, this is going to go on for 5 minutes. I was watching it for the whole 20 damn minutes.
We got sucked into one that was like an hour and a half. And we were like 30, 40 minutes in. We're like, I guess we kind of have to see what happens now. Because we've already invested so much time that you yeah. don't want to be like, well, I just wasted 45.
This wasn't the one where it was a kid. He was hiding behind a blue car and the cops could not find the person. Did you see that clip?
No.
Was that the same chase? Because I saw it yesterday. So cops are running after this like guy, and this guy was hiding behind this car, and you because they're filming it from a helicopter, and you just see all these cops keep running past the guy that they're running after, and he's just in plain sight, and the cops just cannot see him. And there's somebody like the news anchor that was like reporting live from the helicopter. He's like, and they just cannot find him. We're trying to alert the police that he's right there. And they keep circling around him. And they're all, and they end up going right like past the car, and he's right there. And they're just like, oh, we cannot find. And you see it all from like the aerial shot of the helicopter. I thought it was the same shot. That's why I was like, oh, I think I saw a clip.
I wonder
of it.
If the helicopter guys are in contact with the cops too. To,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's it right there. This guy is hiding right there, and they're running
so
back and
funny.
Forth. It's insane.
Oh my.
Imagine your heart rate. That's like ultimate hide and seek.
Yeah,
right
I would
there.
Get
That's
a lottery
like
ticket
the
right
final
after.
Stage.
If I was in a cop like chase, go to a mall, park in the parking lot. The camera's going to follow you, but once you're in the mall, go change some clothes, go buy some new clothes. Blend in, go buy a movie ticket and go sit in the theater. They will not find you.
Has he done fun this before?
No, yeah. I'm just now thinking of if I was in a pursuit, where would I go?
It'd be fun to put us in a situation like this and see what we would actually think of in the moment. Because it's probably hard to think of a mall in the moment.
Yeah.
The thing is, if they've got your plate, like, and they see you, you're kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a stolen car.
Then you could do it. The world is your oyster.
Should we run the intro?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well. Welcome back, Matt. We haven't seen you in a very long time.
No,
it's good to have you back in this city. Okay, let's roll the intro.
Ready, baby?
Yep. It's Comet Town, baby. Let's go.
Checking your rear view.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are absolutely unfiltered. Welcome back to another episode.
We are a full team again.
We are, yeah.
No, it's been way too long.
We've been trying different methods since the new year.
You're experimenting.
Just
wow.
experimenting a little
That's
bit.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, why not? This is the year
of realizing things.
Yeah, of realizing things. I feel like we've missed so much.
And
we've been recording every
much.
Week, but we haven't like talked about anything that has been going on. Like just,
yeah, we kind of just been venting into the mic.
Yeah. Which has been nice, but we've missed it. Like Saltburn happened a month ago.
What'd you think?
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. You saw it.
I loved it.
I honestly don't know what it's about.
Kind of go in blind. I think that's kind of
yeah.
the best way to do it. Lately, I've been anti-movie trailers unless I'm in a movie theater.
I've been, since you've told me, I don't watch trailers anymore. I just go right into the movie. It's the best way to watch a movie because like you start it, you're like, I have no idea what I'm about to watch, and it just makes
sense.
Because
like they spoil, they give away the whole freaking
thing. They give away way too much.
Like there's this new Austin Butler movie where he's like the fighter pilot in World War II, and then that Barry kid from Saltburn, I think, is in it.
Yeah,
he crashes his plane in the trailer. I'm like, well, now I know that he crashes his plane when I watch the movie.
Yeah. Giving away too much. But I'm seeing that new movies they're making the trailers not give you too much.
That's good.
Like, did you notice that? No, just in general, have you noticed that?
It's
like,
more than atmosphere.
Yeah, even in Saltburn, like, you could watch a trailer, you have no idea what anything is about.
That's good. It's so much better that I think trailers now have gotten to a place where it's the trailer itself is almost like a mini movie. Because back in the day, it was like, in a world, or next with this person and that person, and you're going to have a great time. That's
it's crazy.
God.
It's crazy. Those trailers weren't that long ago. Uh-huh. Like, go look up at like a 2006 movie and look at the trailer. It's set up just like that. It's like, that's crazy that it's not even that long ago yeah. that they had horrible trailers like that.
I wonder what
in a world.
Yeah, it was just like, let's just let it speak for itself, exactly. you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that happened.
It's just old now. Is out of jail.
Gypsy is out of jail.
Gypsy Rose.
I'm glad that we waited a little bit to talk about her, actually, because we got to kind of watch the whole thing unfold, right? People excited for her to get out of prison. She's out of prison. She's doing all these interviews. She's on TikTok now. She did it. She's done a lot in the past like 2 weeks.
She is on a damn press tour.
Press like tour.
Busy Bobby.
Fresh out the bars.
And
like,
I'm not going to lie, I didn't really know much. I knew a little bit. I knew the show was out, but like, I didn't know much about really the details of the story. Once I started seeing everybody excited about her, that she was about to get released, it was like maybe 3 days before her release.
Yeah, people were posting those like meme videos.
By the way, I didn't know that it was like a real thing. I thought it was like one of those just meme jokes that people were just like, when Gypsy gets out of jail and everyone's just excited. I thought it was just like a joke, but I was like, but then finding out that on the news that she was actually being released out of prison,
After 10 years.
I kind of want to catch up with the story and just see like what it's about. So just so when she's out, I can like be caught up. Watch the show, watch a little of the doc. Insane, insane ride this girl has been on.
Are you familiar with the story?
I know a little bit, but not too much.
Basically, this all happened like...
I know she was kind of like tortured. And
she had a mom who had Munchausen by proxy, yeah. which is, you know, that mental disorder where mothers are so overly protective of their kids. They think that they're suffering like multiple yeah. diseases and stuff. They think they have the illest child and they just suffocate them.
But I don't know much about like the aftermath of that. I know she was in jail. I know she had like a boyfriend go kill the her mother. Mom.
Yes.
But that's pretty much the extent.
She's our age, I'm pretty sure. So I think she's 32.
Yeah. But the way she was treated, she was always treated like a little girl, and she, right. Her mom lied to her about her age and all this. So she was just always young. She mm-hmm. always acted
she was
like
in a wheelchair around public. She would just force her to be just this.
It's just wonderful that miracles can happen, not just in fairy tales.
They would be getting benefits because of she was sick and her
government benefits.
She said she remembers growing up and her mom telling different people different ages that she was.
Yeah,
like she kept changing her age and backing it up, so she didn't really know how old she was.
Forced her in a wheelchair whenever she did something bad. She would like tie her up to the bed and then made her stay there for days. And it was pretty much like there's different. I feel like types of kidnapping, not kidnapping,
child abuse.
Different forms of child abuse. This was just one that is just, I feel like, just so rare. Where like it's a
and how it's so front facing. Like, yeah, look, my daughter's sick.
Exactly. Give and you know, the stuff. Daughter doesn't know anything. She just believes everything her mom is telling her, but she confused. Just wasn't actually sick.
Crazy story.
It's
where she was involved in a murder, and she recognizes murder is wrong and all of that. But like, I just want to meet Taylor Swift. But like, if you were Taylor Swift, I'd be like, okay, I gotta go. But the thing is like, yes, we should praise Gypsy. She's out. She's doing it. But at the same time, it's like, yo, just take a bit and like, take a moment and heal. I can't imagine being behind bars for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're going on a damn press tour. People are putting microphones. You're sitting down on podcasts.
I wonder if she knew it was going to be this insane as soon as she got out.
She probably was told.
Yeah.
She was probably told like a few weeks before her release because, you know, I'm sure her team or her family saw TikToks and shit. So I'm sure they're like relaying that information. But this wasn't.
Here it comes.
This wasn't that popular like before the whole TikTok storm, I think, because the show came out. People knew about it, but it got really heavily hyped. The weeks before she got out.
Did you guys know about it like years and years ago before?
Yeah, I knew about it for a very
long
time.
I knew of the story, but like no more than just, oh yeah, I know about that.
To me, it was equivalent to like a JonBenet Ramsey case.
Yeah.
Like people are following it and
it was like big on the news when
it was a good story.
It's a great story. Yeah, it's crazy. It reminds me of another case that's getting figured out, the Natalia one.
Natalia Grace.
She's innocent.
I can't believe it. And we first brought this up on this podcast, I think years ago when the story first came out, that there was a couple who had adopted a daughter. I believe from Russia. If it's not Russia, forgive me.
The Eastern Europe.
The orphan one.
Yes.
And the couple suspected that they had been lied to and that this little 9-year-old girl that they had adopted wasn't 9 years old, but actually 22 years old.
Right.
And they said that she was a menace. She was threatening to kill everyone in the house. They even bought her because they felt that they had been so wronged by the adoption agency to purchase like her own apartment and then ditched her there. And now she has a new adopted father. They do a DNA test finally to realize her true biological age at the time when they were suspecting she was in her 20s. She was just not, she found out she's 23, meaning when she was younger, she was still just a child.
So it was the adoption parents that just didn't want her anymore. So they made up this lie saying that she was really older than she was.
Yeah.
To get her out of the house.
That's insane.
It's really sad. And in the HBO or the Max documentary, she sits down with the adopted father, or the one who kicked her out.
No way.
And this guy acts like a middle school or high school drama teacher. Like, this guy is off his fucking rocker. Where she's like, so, why'd you do this to me? Or whatever. He's like, you know, I am a victim as well. And I know you are. He's neurotic because I think he kind of blames the wife at the time that she was convincing him. I didn't watch the whole thing. I should be more
So what did she have? It was just
them two. Like,
no, I'm saying like, what does she, does she just have dwarfism?
Yes,
like,
she has dwarfism.
That's all she had.
That's why they were so, they couldn't pin her age exactly. And she was 9 years old, hopefully I'm getting it right.
I'm pretty sure they're making another orphan movie. Which they probably shouldn't do now. They're making another sequel. I heard somewhere that they're making like Orphan 4 or something, but this has nothing to do with the true story now. Wow. But I think it's time.
Yes.
To put an end to the franchise.
I think some people were commenting that the couple like stole the idea of the orphan for like their case. Like they wanted it to be like,
oh, wait, no, I thought this movie was made because of that case.
No, the movie The Orphan?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the movie The Orphan with Isabel.
Orphan, yeah.
With the Isabel Furman?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was under came the out impression
like
of.
I thought it was like 2009. Like,
I thought the movie was based off this person.
I thought that was the whole thing we were talking about.
Oh, no, it's just a lot of people are commenting, this just feels like so much like the movie The Orphan.
So this came out after the movie came out?
Yes.
Oh, so they definitely got,
yeah.
got the idea.
Yeah. It's interesting how we live in this day and age where when someone like Anna Delvey, it's kind of this similar situation where she committed some crime. She conned people out of tons of money.
Yeah.
Goes, serves her time, comes out. She's a socialite.
Yeah. Superstar.
Where now it's going to make me interesting. Obviously, Gypsy's situation is very, very different. But people turn like them from being the criminal, like in the public's eye, is that you guys like me now. Like George Santos, the politician who conned everybody, lied about his whole background.
Oh, is he the one that's like doing podcasts and
doing
like on
cameo
different...
and stuff?
Okay. Hate to bring up the topic. Every episode, we're talking about planes. We're talking about flights.
It's a motif.
It is. Y'all saw the plane. the plane in the...
Yes, from Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the door that ripped completely off?
Oh, mid-flight.
It used to be an exit door, and they just replaced it with a panel. I just don't understand how it flies off halfway through a flight. And everybody was so calm. I don't understand. I would be screaming plane.
So the kid sitting next to it was wearing a seatbelt, so he didn't get sucked
up. No.
Nobody was sitting next to it.
Luckily.
Whose shirt got ripped off of them?
A child's shirt. I read in an article a child's shirt.
Yeah, and their parents were holding them.
The airline must have known that, oh, there's a possibility. It couldn't have been luck.
You think?
My first question when these things happen, I'm like, where's the door?
Yeah.
Where did it land?
Because it was an old emergency door that they had turned into just a normal
window.
I
understand that. It's somewhere.
I did
imagine
see something.
A door flying from the sky.
It did come down. And so did a cell phone that was opened up on an email apparently from that flight that they could track it back to somebody.
Oh, yeah,
on the
and
plane.
It still worked. The phone was intact.
Oh, can you imagine if the video was though Nokia. Was like if she was just recording like la la.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, they found the door.
Good.
Was it just in the middle of nowhere in the water?
I think it was in some guy's backyard.
No way.
Bob Sauer found the door plug from Alaska Airlines plane. Speaks about discovery.
All right, Bob. Shout out to Bob. He's like, I hadn't realized. What does it say that top quote at the
that the debris was
all of Portland was looking for it. Oh, that's a dream.
I hope they let him keep it.
Yeah,
dude, that thing coming down like that.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Slice a house in half, yeah.
But yeah, a 737 MAX 9. I saw a TikTok of a girl who's like, there's a reason why I do not fly these planes. Next time when you're booking your flight, click this link. Make sure it's not a 7.
And she was making all these TikToks before this incident. Like, I will not get on a Boeing a 737 because they are not, like, fully up to date. I just don't understand how everybody was so calm on the plane.
I guess in that moment, though, that's when the gas, the oxygen masks come out. You're face to face with death. All you can do there is pray. Like, I don't know.
I'm not the one to sue, right? I think like suing people, unless it's like something you're really wronged. This situation, I don't care how good I was. I don't care how far away from that door I was. Mm-hmm. I would sue the shit out of United Airlines. If I was on that flight, I don't care where I was on that plane.
Yeah.
I'm walking out of the plane with money.
You're traumatized.
Not because I'm traumatized. I'm completely, I would never get over that, and I would never get on a plane again.
How are people because not of that. Deaf? I feel like that would just bust my eardrums completely.
Yeah, the video didn't sound loud from the wind coming through it.
Sometimes iPhones are weird when it tells like it's like so much noise. They'll like,
kinda like
when you're jumping out of one of those planes, if you're skydiving, how loud is that? Do you have headphones or anything?
Yeah.
Because there's a big open door.
Like the engines soaring at that speed because you're going about how many hundreds of miles an hour.
Or maybe the wind is just passing by it just perfectly where it's not.
I guess so. But thank goodness. The Lord, nobody died.
I could smoke now.
Oh yeah, right. The window's open.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what
my,
to do.
My vape would be coming right out.
You had the oxygen mask. You're like,
sir. He's like, sir, you can't smoke. I'm like, really? Oh, I can't smoke on the plane. You about can do anything on this flight right now, ma'am. Panel's missing. Imagine her coming with a mask, sir. Can you put your tray table up, sir?
It was so wild.
Bro, I'd be so upset.
This flight was out of Portland, which was Patricia and I. We were in Portland. We took the train back. If this happened less than 12 hours of us,
where was this flight going?
Portland to Chatsworth, California, or some random California city. It was a short flight.
This is a little blessing in disguise, though, because I feel like everyone's gonna have their seatbelt on now.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of people that are guilty of keeping it off. But I feel like nobody's going to get up.
I don't know why.
Even when I'm sleeping,
I always have it on.
Always have it on. I don't think about that situation. Like, that situation is, now I will always wear my seatbelt.
It's weird. I'll put it on in a plane, but not in, like, a bus.
They didn't even have seatbelts on our school
bus. Were you on our bus when we crashed that? I mean, the bus barely moves. I mean, you
were in a bus crash?
Yeah. That bus went right over the... Yeah, I told you this. I talked about this on the podcast.
I don't remember.
Wait, really?
Maybe years ago.
We were on a school bus, and she was making a left turn, and the car was coming. It was her fault, our bus driver's fault. She ran right over this little red car. And we look, we're like, oh, they're dead. All of a sudden, 8 people come out of that car. Burp, 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 burp. All 8 people and one person already had a sling.
Sling.
And we're like, oh shit, this is bad. But we didn't even know we were in a car crash. We stopped. We're like, what happened? The car was completely under the bus. That bus, you don't feel anything on that bus.
Damn.
When you're in a crash.
I don't get how bus drivers don't get in accidents all the time. Like the way people are just able to maneuver this big, like you're telling me, get a steering wheel like this and I gotta rotate this vehicle just right in downtown traffic.
Even the buses that have like the little you know when the buses are really long, they have to separate it with what do you call those?
It's got like a joint.
Accordion. Like
an accordion, yeah. those buses, I would just be stressed.
Yeah.
All day driving that.
That's why, like, even if the bus driver's mean, I'm like, I don't blame you. You do your thing. What you are doing, I respect.
That's why they're always in a bad mood, and I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that is a very stressful job.
Of course. Shout out to bus drivers. Miss Juicy, she should have told us some more bus drivers.
Would you make them charge? Would you charge them when you know how they have like the box where they like put in their coins or mm-hmm. like tickets? Would you just let them go? If I was a bus driver, I would just let them ride for free.
I have had situations like that where I've been on a bus and I'm like, wait, I didn't know that I had to, and they're like, fine. It depends where you're going. In New York City, they wouldn't tolerate.
They're cheap, right? Bus rides.
Now they just do Apple Pay. You just go up and go boop, boop.
I know, but how cheap are like bus rides like now? Like 10 bus? Cents? Is it still like 10 cents, 20 cents?
No.
Like $1.50. Yeah, $1.25, yeah. Probably.
But the inflammation of her times.
Bring back the trolleys. I love myself a trolley ride. Get me on a trolley. I'm at ease.
Cards. You get there in three times the amount of time. But
you're on a wooden ass seat, but you look good. Feel like it's the 1940s out here. Good day, everybody.
The entire side is open. You're just like sitting.
They should have, you know, like the carts where you feed people on flights.
Mm-hmm. A trolley on a trolley.
They should have a trolley on like a city bus.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But are trolleys are usually like in hilly cities. Well, like San Francisco. Oh, that's a tram. I don't know. But then I feel like you're in Florida. You just see trolleys with like it's just a car.
Oh, just go to Nashville. They have those all around.
Oh, dude, that tornado in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Heath sent me that. There's never been a tornado in Fort Lauderdale. There's never been anything like that in Fort Lauderdale, right?
I've never heard of a tornado, but just the way it was ripping through the city, it was terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It was like blowing up the power surges.
The transformers that are blowing as it's going.
Not built for tornadoes like that, that's for sure.
It's weird when you see a tornado in the middle of like a dense urban area like that.
It just doesn't make sense. And that was right after, that was like what, 2 days after the cops situation?
Yeah.
All those cops, you saw that, right? We talked about this last episode, but like all the cops that were in Miami.
The giant aliens in Miami.
Yes.
But there was just like way too, it was just like 150 cop cars and the president was not there. Why is there 150 cop cars just circling around that area?
What was it because also some kids were lighting off fireworks and people thought it was an accident?
It doesn't matter. Kids lighting off fireworks, 150 cops?
But there was an alien. They all have body cams. Show us the footage.
Even a shooter there doesn't bring 150 cop cars.
I'm sorry. To Miami. If I was a police officer and I, in all respect to officers, and you're out there fighting for your life and you got an SD card full of a 10-foot alien, see ya, Force. I'm taking this to TMZ.
Like, Matt would have been up there like this, trying to record everything, just like getting his angle.
10-foot alien. It is ridiculous. I'm sick of the horseshit, though. I just want to see it already. I'm over an alien, pixelated videos. I'm just over it. I want someone to be like, guys, introducing the alien, and just lift off the curtain and have the whole world see it.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're not going to be that shocked by it. We're going to be like, finally, oh, whoa, that's a, okay, send them off now.
Yeah. It would be crazy if like we find out aliens truly are real. There's like the most hard, concrete proof. And how interesting the world would be like, 7 days go by, right? All right, what are we doing? Like, people would just be like moved on. Like, our attention spans would be so short.
Yeah.
I'm actually very curious what would happen if they did come out with something like that. Would it cause, like, mass hysteria? Or would people just be like, all right.
I don't think it would. I truly don't think it would.
It depends if, like, the aliens were, like, talking. If they were, like, in Arrival. Like, how those big bean-like things just came and sat for a long time. Or it'd be, like, District 9 where it was just they couldn't get home and it turns into a slum and we like hate the aliens. Yeah. It all depends on what they bring to us. Mm. But there's this movie called Another Earth about like it's the premise of the movie is that one day the Earth just replicated in the cosmos and you walk outside and you look up and there's Earth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a whole nother version of you out there. There's a whole nother version of us doing this podcast. Yeah. And we're like, shit. So like we could interview the other unfiltered crew in this separation of the cosmos. How insane would that fucking be? Oh. Like, we'd be like, I'm gonna, like,
well, I would hate myself. I don't want to meet him.
You get competitive with the other one. The other one continues his Zila transformation. You're back here going, that little bitch.
He's shredded. He's like, what? He's like a year ahead of me.
Yo, see, that would like ruin the world. I want to know. The whole movie is based on this like girl who got in a car accident and she just hopes her other self is not the one who was killed somebody.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So like, but that's what the whole movie is. But I'm like, how would be the rest of the world truly be if there was an exact replica of you? Would there be wars? Would there be peace?
I think me and my double can do a lot of things.
And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh, so you're trying to scam me. I see how it is.
You're both trying to get the other person to do what you don't want.
And we're both trying to just manipulate each other.
You know when you're like booking a flight and it says like emissions, -35.
Mm-hmm.
This one's like +5. It's like,
wait,
bitch.
Wait, where are you seeing this?
When you're booking your flight on Google Flights, like you just go to Google Flights, you know, before you really go in to book the flight, but you just want to see what's possible. And it will list out the airlines and then there's like this emissions like bit where I'm like, I don't give a shit.
I don't even, what is emissions?
Like your carbon footprint. Like that it tells you which like flight, how much you're.
Like which flight's going to release the worst amount of air on like a negative scale.
Are they doing that just to like appease the.
Yeah, but who's genuinely, I'm all for people being like green and saving the environment. But like if you're on Google Flights and you're like, oh, this one, I could get home faster, but. This
if you've
one
got
is,
one that's $100 that gives off +5 or the other one is $600 and you're negative emission, not one person is going to pay the more expensive flight.
I truly want to, I would like to meet the person that's actually looking at only emissions when he books flights.
Why do they even put it up there? I didn't ask
it's
for a chemical
get you
compound.
To want to.
It gets people excited.
Makes you feel better, right? When you buy a package, you buy chocolates in it or anything. It says like,
what's weird is it's
organically made or something, but it's like truly not organically made. They could just put that on there. It's probably the same thing where it just makes somebody feel better when they
see
that.
But the plane is still going to go and carry the people.
The plane is still going to fall apart middle of the fucking sky.
But I get like if you're renting a car, you're like, you know what? No, I'll take the EV. I want it to be a little bit more environmentally conscious because you're driving it. It's your car. The plane will still take off without you, and we'll still book those people without you. Why do you tell us the emissions?
I mean, you can say that about anything, though, right?
I just think it's strange. The plane thing.
The cow is still going to get butchered with or without you eating a burger.
Correct.
Did you guys see on they made a show on Netflix called You Are What You Eat?
Yeah.
They did a study on twins where they would...
One was vegan and the other...
They had one do a vegan diet and one do a... like an omnivore diet, both healthy diets. And because twins have a similar, you know, similar DNA and similar, you know, they did a whole series on it, which was so interesting, but they realized that the vegan diet was a little.
Oh, but did you
look at who funded the project?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, who funded the project?
I didn't want to burst your bubble. The whole thing is funded by like a vegan, a pro-vegan,
I just don't trust anything anymore. Also, sorry guys, if I'm a little low energy, I'm still coming off the sickness. And I also had an appointment this morning that kind of like ruined my day.
Oh no, what happened?
Just like, I've had like a couple panic attacks today and it's been a little.
One?
I had.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's totally
like,
fine.
It's just like in the back
of
my head this entire time as we're recording and I can't stop thinking about it. I had a checkup on my eye, like after my.
LASIK?
Yeah. And there's like a growth inside of my cornea of like cells that's like expanding and it's like starting to mess with my vision. So they have to go in and do like surgery and like cut it open and like scrape out these like cells that are like growing in my cornea.
Oh my goodness.
And it came from the LASIK?
Yeah. It's cells that will just get in and underneath. So it's underneath like the flap of where they went under.
Yeah.
And it starts spreading. So I guess it's spreading.
What kind of cells are they called?
Epithelial.
Oh, epithelial growth. Cells. Okay.
Because like it's like blurred, and I have like the lights that I see have like a smear, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like there's like halos when you look at like a light. My halos are like smeared.
Strange. You had PKR, right?
No, I did smile.
Oh. Smile, though, wasn't your incision, though? Yours was
very small. Yeah.
And then that's how they went.
So it was a small incision, then they went under and started scraping around in there and then pulled it out of that. But I think that little incision, it can happen where, like, I guess cells from the outside can get underneath. And if it's underneath, they'll start multiplying and expanding and growing like a
infection
almost.
Is the eye doctor that you're going to the same kind of eye doctor that LASIK centers would have? Or is this only eye doctors?
He's going to do it. But they have to do like the whole peel it back and then they're going to scrape all that stuff. And then
are they optimistic about it?
Yes, but I like looked it up and apparently it's like a 40% chance of coming back again.
So
it's like, I don't want to keep doing this shit. And I've been having like panic attacks all day because
I'm sorry.
I really didn't want to do this again because it was like, I wanted it to be done.
You just didn't want to get into your eye after that one LASIK. So you're talking about the one LASIK surgery you did.
Well, because I didn't want to do the hole where they pull the flap back. I didn't want that procedure, which is why I did the small incision. But in order to fix it, they have to pull the thing back. So they're going to have to go in and do that.
Was when you got your LASIK surgery that time, was it just like a really bad experience? You really didn't like them on your eye at all?
I hated everything about it.
Well, yours was very intense.
You did the full flap where they opened your flap.
Yes, I did bladed like traditional.
And why do they have two different procedures? Is it just pretty much like preference or?
I know that for PKR or the other one was for athletes or like fighters or people who are like football players, people in heavy combat where they felt like things are going to be in their face. They get that one because I think it has like a little bit more durability, but it's a lot more expensive.
Got it.
So as opposed to like skinning the entire thing off and then putting it back on, you can either make a small incision. So if you get hit with like in your eye or rub it, you could slide that little flap.
Oh,
and so it could be like moved and like get messed up.
So the one you did is more secure, like more protected.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel fucking bad because I was like, Heath, you're going to get it. My mom got it. She wished she got it sooner.
I know.
I looked it up. It was like 0.02% chance that this could happen with the smile thing. And like, of course, the guy was looking at it and he kept looking at my eye with like the light and going back. And he was just like, interesting.
They could see the epithelial cells in it.
Yeah. Wow. I took a picture on Mariah took it on my phone, just like in the car. And you can clearly see it.
Oh, in your eye right now?
Yeah. That whole big spot.
Oh.
Is the growth.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
But it's like getting into the
I see
the pupil portion. Yeah. So it's like I can like my vision is like blurred.
Right. Optimistic side about now that the one thing that you were scared of that being open though, your eye though is, and I'm saying this optimistically.
Yeah.
Your eye is the fastest healing like organ in your body. So like, hopefully the way I'm looking at it, and I know that you say there's a 40% chance of it coming back, but hey, you had the bad gamble with the 0.2%. I want to be optimistic and manifest that. They'll clear it out. Your eye, that whole thing will heal and you'll
be fine. You haven't had any issues with your LASIK?
No.
And most people don't. That's why sucks.
Sometimes
it happens to you.
Dryness, but very like maybe my eyes look a little bit more red in the morning, but no.
I wonder if I should ask my mom. I don't think we've talked about it since she's here because she got it at a late age, which is kind of, it could be more complications or more problems if you wait to do it. And you're older?
I have to do it on the 23rd.
Ask for a ton of Valium. Y'all owe me on this one.
Anyway, sorry. I was just explaining.
No, that's scary. And you waited to tell us on the podcast. Fuck, that's...
It was the first time you've heard about it?
Yeah, I just heard it.
I just had the appointment.
I'm so sorry, man. When will they proceed with the procedure?
On the 23rd.
On the 23rd. Sorry, I missed that.
2 weeks.
Well, we'll keep an eye out.
nice.
I bet you there's at least two people listening to this that are about to do it or have done it before.
Yeah. Or whose dad's an ophthalmologist. Let's have him on.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have to do it again and again.
Anything on the eye. It's like, I hate anything on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
On your teeth?
I know what you mean.
I hate teeth stuff.
Like teeth scraping? Like
dentist?
I'm at the dentist all the time, but like it's a nightmare every time I'm at the I hate people like in my mouth, like touching my teeth.
I know. Every time I'm there at the fucking dentist, I'm just like, surely not everyone else is feeling the way I'm feeling. Or like I have to like get myself to this point of just accepting the suffering.
But I don't have good teeth at all. So it's like I'm walking into a battlefield. Like I know that
I don't mind it at all.
A dentist?
I kind of like
it. Well, it's probably because you have good teeth, right?
Even still, like I've had cavities that have been like filled and fixed. And
you don't mind the
I
love cleanings.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they cover your eye with like that like wet blanket and they spray salt water into your mouth.
Yeah.
Wait, what bougie ass shit you're going to? I don't get any of that. That shit's all over.
You get like a massage.
Where the hell are you going?
You never had like the salt water spray where it like it's like a bead sandblaster.
I mean, I have that, but it's not salt water. It's like regular water.
I'm always like, where the hell is this going? Like, they got those tubes, everywhere. And it's like, you're telling me there is just this tub that someone has to throw
and
away.
And then there's like that magic dispenser with the blue liquid. Oh. And you like, I love that.
And you get a sticker when you leave.
Cleanings are interesting to me because I feel like cleanings, they only make your teeth that clean only for that day. By the next day, your teeth are right back to where it started.
It's like getting the plaque off. Yeah. Like in your, and then you could feel.
But we don't get that plaque off though when we brush our teeth and floss.
Do you have good gums or do you have?
Like, no. My gums suck. You want to see something crazy?
You want to see my gums?
He looks like look at this right. So I need a root canal right here. Look at this. You see that?
Zane.
Let me see.
Zane, oh my.
Let me see.
That is crazy.
Oh boy.
Mariah,
I think that's
that.
So right there, that was a bat. So a dentist maybe like 6 years ago did a root canal on it and he didn't fully get the, what is it?
Or the
you have to fully clear out the nerve.
Yeah.
Fully take out the nerve and then you fill it. He didn't fully take out the nerve. There's a little bit of nerve in there and that's not good, right? Over years it just starts to infect.
Is that an infection in there? So that's like full of
Oh yeah. From Heath, from here to here, it feels like a giant bruise. Like when I touch you, it hurts.
Oh no.
It's really bad. I just did. I've had so much to do the last 2 weeks. I was like, I'll wait, but I'm gonna do it.
Wow,
all over again, paying double. Right? You don't get a free root canal because a dentist fucked up on your teeth. You got to pay again for that fuck.
What?
Up. Yes, because I'm not going to the same dentist. I don't know which dentist did that mistake.
Wow.
So you gotta you have to pay for
it. Ugh, it's crazy.
Bro, root canals are not cheap. Mm-hmm. So expensive to get a root canal. And they it's technically a surgery. Is it because they're opening your
mm-hmm.
There's been like some like a lot of talks thinking that root canals could actually be like the cause of cancer.
Awesome.
They've realized like people who've suffered from certain
Bitch, we got eye cancer. We got
y'all in my prayers. I mean, praying for both of you.
Whatever. At least we don't have psoriasis. So
hey, I'm in the clear.
We all got something. And Mariah, what do you have?
Any ailments?
Crippling anxiety.
Whatever's going on upstairs.
I feel like I'm kind of. Well, I have this like weird. Something I've noticed in my body.
But it's not a competition, Matt.
I know. This is like I'm not trying to sound like I'm one upping you guys, but it's a good thing. Since having my appendix removed. I've realized I haven't had any stomach pain. Like, you know, if you're like trapped gas or you're like, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I haven't had any of that since my appendix.
Well, doesn't your appendix hold a lot of like that
bile?
Bile and shit?
Bile. Yeah. I guess then maybe that's it. But it's then I'm like, well, then that whole time I was having random pains wasn't my appendix. I don't have those pains anymore, which is weird because usually I'm
maybe you like started fresh. Like, once you got it removed, it's like a clean slate.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of freaky. I was just like, I haven't been in pain.
What?
Mariah highlighted, exploding toilet leaves customers stinky and injured.
What happened?
I thought it was a good segue.
you had Duncan up the whole time, and I was going to say that I just found out 2 days ago, my brother worked at Duncan for like 2 years. I had no idea.
While we were going?
You guys used to go to?
No, I don't know which Duncan, but he worked at a Duncan for a while.
Wow.
Where'd you think he went for those 2 years?
I thought he was going to a friend's house.
You were working at Duncan and you couldn't bring me back.
I just don't remember ever him bringing home donuts. Like, I never saw Duncan at the house.
Yeah, you think you would. I feel like I had a college roommate who worked at Cane's Chicken Fingers, and it was the best because he would come home after his shift with all the chicken fingers that they didn't, like, sell and whatever.
That is so dangerous.
Amazing. Oh, dude. And we had Cane's sauce. We'd get it, by the fucking jug.
Wait, how long ago was this?
2014.
Probably. Wait, Raising Cane's has been out that long?
Raising Cane's has been out since I was, like, in high school.
Oh, like, I thought it was, like, a new...
It's Texas-based, but it started out
it's
there.
It's new out here.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Did it get better?
When I go to Cane's now, it's really good that it's become so big. It still slaps every time, but sometimes I'm like, I go, it used to be kind of like a Chick-fil-A. Sometimes when you go into a Cane's, you kind of catch it and you're like, this feels like a little bit of mayhem's gone through. Like you go to the ice machine and it's like already empty and there's a huge mountain of it because people don't know how to use it. So they're like kind of dirty.
I feel like it's how Dave's Hot Chicken's not the same. Do you remember Dave's when first location, when the tenders were that big?
They were that long?
Huge. You would get two tenders and be like, I'm disgustingly full.
I think that it's still that big, no?
No.
No, dude. They're a hockey puck.
Zane, they used to be massive.
It's probably because people weren't eating all of it.
I feel like also, too, when you start like expanding like that and you're buying high-quality chicken, like good size, and then you need to start buying more and more and more to provide for all the locations.
You just have to get the cheaper.
You have to go for a farm where you can get that much quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's probably, but yeah.
That has to be it.
They used to be massive.
It's pretty crazy. I saw a sunken pirate ship. I went to Oregon.
What do you mean you saw a sunken, like,
oh, we got
you
to
went
see,
snorkeling?
No, I got to see, it was like a shipwreck. It was a shipwreck. Sorry, not a sunken pirate ship. A shipwreck that happened in like the 1900s. It's called the Shipwreck of Peter Iredale. And
is
it's
that it?
It's outside of Astoria. Yeah, but the whole thing is really long, but that's like the front of it.
Oh, wow.
But it's just wild that you're like seeing this.
Where'd the rest go?
The rest is like in the sand. They have some pictures that are from like above, and you can kind of see the shape of it. I've seen some drones.
I'm guessing they just don't touch it just because it's like cool. It's just a landmark.
Yeah, it's just cool. It's out like in a state park, and like you can...
Imagine it's just fake. If I was a city and I was like, we need more people to come to the beach, I would just get some metal and just make a fake fucking wreck just so people can...
Guys, tourism is low.
That's it from above, so you can see kind of how long
it goes back.
But... I don't know.
I'm surprised it just never got cleaned up. Like, they just kept it there.
That's kind of like that one thing they left off the coast of, where was it, New Jersey? And the dead bodies on it started to smell. And they were like, all right, we should probably clean this up. And it was just such a huge thing that it would have been hard to clean. And then also it started attracting people for tourism to try to, like, they were going there for it. So they're like, all right, we should wait. And then all the bodies that were on it, I guess, started to smell. Then it was, people were like, all right, this is kind of disgusting. But yeah, apparently that whole area is like super haunted. And
you guys know the Breaking Bad house is now owned by this like crazy lady.
The Karen.
And yeah, the Karen. Yeah, yeah, and you know, just people like drive by it. She's out there, yells at them. They go away. It's still happening today. This lady just lives on that driveway and just sits there and just screams at people all day long.
She gets her kicks.
That's a person with a personality disorder.
How can you just sit there and just,
she likes
that's
it.
Your
she's,
life.
She's a narcissist. She thrives off that. That woman is more of a menace than just people coming up and taking a goddamn picture. If I lived next door to the Breaking Bad house, which goddamn, can you imagine? You bought this house and turns out the house next to you
is the Breaking Bad house.
A location scout went there and was like, let's do this one, not that one. And somebody would buy that house for millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. That woman should get off her fucking stoop.
But that she thrives.
But then her life is like, her life has no meaning then.
Yeah. Her purpose in life is just being like, can you believe these people? Like, I'm going to go. No. and just like loves the feeling of
that lady definitely has no friends.
Just build your wall higher. Then nobody make it just the most boring thing ever.
But there's actually a law where you cannot have like a wall just surrounding your house. Right?
There probably is.
Move.
But you know what? If that's the homeowners association's rule, then I think they should also switch it up and get that woman out of that house.
I think so too. Like I would be upset if I was in that house next door. I'm proud of it. Like it's so cool that this house wasn't Breaking Bad. I'm in the neighborhood. Cool. I'd be so frustrated if there was just a lady screaming outside of my house every day because people wanted to take pictures of it.
How do you buy it after it's popping off?
I think she already owned it in the beginning. I don't think she bought it when it was on TV.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And she was fine with it being on TV,
she was fine with renting it out, making money off of it.
Hey, girl, did you hear some new show called Breaking Bad? Well, hopefully I'm going to be breaking even in my bank account thanks to all this location scout money.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Maybe she didn't get paid a lot. Maybe that's why she's just so angry.
But your house is worth so much. We were in Astoria, Oregon. Is it Astoria or Astoria? Never figured it out.
It's Historia.
Well, what was so historic about it
very good.
Was the Goonies house is there. We got to see the Goonies house. And what's cool is that a guy recently, I think last year, 2 years ago, I don't know, there was an auction for the house. A guy who's an entrepreneur, I think in Missouri, sorry if I have that wrong, bought it for $1.6 million because he just was a huge Goonies head and always wanted to do it. And I'm pretty sure the house next door, the one that Data like zips across, is like one of his friends and he bought it too.
That's cool.
And they preserved it. They now hold like little mini events and parties for people to come and like see and enjoy the
house. That's how you take advantage of a situation. This lady should be having parties. She should be, her neighbors should hate her for being so proud of her house. You know what I mean?
See, look how nice it is, Barb. You could have just opened up your heart to all these people. See how many hat people are here today?
Imagine she was like such a sweet lady. I feel like she would make so many new friends.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, like people want to come over for like barbecue Sundays. Mm-hmm.
What was cool about the Goonies house when you
barbecue Sundays. I would definitely fly in for one Sunday.
Little cookout.
Like, yeah, that'd be such a good story.
It's cool when you go up to the Goonies house. Because obviously they get a lot of cars trying to pull up and see the house. Right when you're getting up close, they have this big sign that says, "Hey, you guys."
Sick. Perfect.
It's awesome that you're attending or seeing this part of the community. Please park on this street right here and walk up.
Love it. I was like,
this is great. He has a little donation box. I Venmo'd a couple bucks.
There you go. You see? Oh my God. Venmo. That lady would make so much money off Venmo if she just had a barcode up there.
Right.
Ignore Karen.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see that. That's cool.
Were you in Portland? You said Portland?
Portland is where we landed. We rented a car and then did the Oregon coast.
How is that city? Do you like it?
Portland? We didn't explore Portland at all.
I've heard like crazy shit happens.
No, it was looking rough out in Portland. I was like, ooh, Portlandia. But I know there are really, really cool parts of Portland. But I mean, we then took the train home. So we were down like in the thick of it at Union Station.
Did you go to Tillamook?
We did go to Tillamook. Went to the Tillamook Creamery. I should have brought you back.
Wait. Tillamook, is that the ice cream?
Cheese and ice cream.
Cheese too?
Yeah, it was so cool getting to like see them make the cheese. Like I love me some like assembly line. What do you call it? Like the manufacturing, like a thing.
Yeah, like the belt comes down. Yeah.
Well, I can watch that all day. And those people out there, legit cutting the cheese. Like,
I love that. Even Krispy Kreme, it's not like that big of a factory in there, but like it's fun to watch like the donuts come through and then the icing comes falling down.
It feels like almost like a science project.
Yeah. I think more places should do what Krispy Kreme does. I think it's so sick. Yeah. It makes people want to just like kind of stand there, chill a little bit longer. You know,
what?
You appreciate the art of the food that they're making.
After this, I'm going to go drive by and see if the hot and ready light's on. We should do that.
The hot and ready light for Little Caesars?
For Krispy Kreme. Baby, Little Caesars light always on. It's always hot and ready.
Baby, you deserve it. You deserve it.
I do. You do.
You got sales in your eyes.
I'm you deserve a donut.
Mm-hmm. What? Back at it again at Krispy Kreme.
What other places can, like, they have a mini factory like that? I think they can have a coffee, like, in coffee shops.
Sure.
Well, it's got to be something that they can do that stays, like, maybe like a bagel joint where they're cutting them all, and then it's got like that slow toaster conveyor belt that rolls.
Even like a fake one. Just do a fake one.
Or have you ever been to like a Mexican restaurant, and they got the tortilla machine going, and they got the old woman there? Like at Uncle Julio's, we had it.
Yeah.
Just a person comes in, they do the tortillas, you know, you watch it go in.
When we were in Tennessee, there was a vending machine for fresh cotton candy, and it was, I'd never thought of it. I'd never seen one before, but I was blown away. It is one of those machines.
Like a centrifuge kind of thing.
That you would see, and it's got the stick, and it starts blowing, and it's wrapping.
Did he have one?
No, there was a kid in front of me doing it.
I have a tough relationship with
cotton candy. I just wanted to watch the system. But yeah, it was really cool.
Cotton candy is great, but then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Because you're like, it's just sugar.
It's just, I mean, yeah, it's just for kids. Adults should not be having cotton candy. It's just not an adult thing to eat.
But when you were at a sports game and they came out with the fucking, it looked like they were going into battle for like cotton candy. Like someone has the big stick and you got pink and blue and you can pick that shit when you're a kid and you're.
The stick?
Like. You know what I'm talking about? Chips, popcorn.
Yeah, I'm
talking about the ones that came in the bag already made that was on that cone, and you eat that shit at a sports game. It was like taking whippets. Like
they only do that at baseball games now, right?
Baseball games are like definitely by far the best food-wise for any sort of...
The only place I would ever have a lemon chill. Like just, you know, I never would sit there and eat just a... Oh, yes.
They don't got that shit anymore. There's no way.
It's one of those things that you buy, that, the bag of peanuts, everything you buy and you go, I'm going to have a couple bites of this. I'm not going to finish it, but I want to taste. And then by the end of the game, you've got an empty bag and you're like, I really just did that.
Yeah.
I bought one of the jumbo roasted peanuts and I was like, I'll just have a few of these. I got started and I was cracking. I ate the entire thing.
You're just like sucking on the whole like before you put it in because it's just so good and salty. I love me some ballpark nacho cheese. You got that in that corner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. You'd be like, you would just put your finger in that.
And when you see,
yeah, get down.
I want to rotate. Disgusting.
Like Taco Bell, when you get that cheese, you can feel the inner ridge.
Yep.
When you guys go to a movie theater, are you the one ordering like chips and nacho cheese? I think it's horrendous when people order that shit at movie
Mariah
theaters.
Mariah gets it and I pick at hers.
I think the only appropriate thing in movie theaters are just popcorn, soda, and maybe some candy. You shouldn't be having a meal.
It's too dark for nachos in the theater.
It's not.
But then you get up and you're like, you're like, I did that? You'd be looking at that shirt a few weeks later going, that's from the nachos. That was at the theater.
Yo, I remember once, you know how I order at restaurants? I order everything, right? So I remember one time in the movie theater, I ordered everything. Right? I spread out my knees and I just, I just said the nachos, the hot dogs,
your last supper,
the sample platter, everything. And I probably looked like a disgusting fucking pig just sitting there because it was just for myself. It wasn't for anybody else. I wasn't sharing it.
Somebody tries to squeeze by you.
Like, oh yeah, 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm a messy popcorn eater though.
Me too.
And I think I'm doing my job. And in that moment you get up there, it's like, damn, is that you? Like I feel bad, but like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you ever eat at Logan Steakhouse or did you ever have like a place in your town that would just
Roadhouse.
They would give you the peanuts on the floor. Like, okay. We're in a movie theater. It's okay if I get some pop.
There was a place in every state that had one. They're just called a different name. Was it owned by the same?
Roadhouse? Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse is like a really big chain. They're pretty much everywhere.
And it's called Texas Roadhouse. There's no Florida Roadhouse.
Dude, there's a Texas Roadhouse at the bottom of the Burj Khalifa.
No way.
Right next to a Red Lobster. I think I said this on the podcast when I came back from Dubai, but that was like the craziest thing out there.
Texas Roadhouse.
There's a Red Lobster and it's packed. Mm-hmm. Texas Roadhouse, packed, all in Dubai. There's a Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Packed.
Packed.
Yeah, that's probably exciting to see that shit over there.
Yeah, there's like...
You know, I bet you it's better than here.
Probably.
Bet you it's better than here.
Oh, yeah.
Probably make it real good. They take their time with the lobsters and...
I don't think they let you throw the peanuts on the floor anymore. I think they stopped that.
Bring it back.
Your hands chopped off.
We should just start doing it at Five Guys too.
Oh yeah, Five Guys does that.
That just doesn't make sense at their restaurant though.
I want to love Five Guys and their shit slaps, but I'm like, I'm sorry, $25?
It's insane.
And I got a cheese.
It's that wait, that's how much it costs?
It's like Target. You go in there, you think you're buying one thing, and then they ring it up and you're like, what did I do?
And then you're like embarrassed. You can't be like, yeah, you're like, they're cool. Already building it.
They're cool. Like, you're like, you don't even want to give a big fuss. You're like, all right.
A burger, fries, and a drink is $25.
It ends up like,
well,
that.
What else are you ordering there? What else they got at a place?
I don't even try to order the fries because I'm just trying to be
Chipotle nowadays is like $25 for one person.
Don't even get me started on Chipotle.
You see that kid on TikTok who rants at Chipotle? Like, hey, Chipotle. This is a measuring cup. You could actually make a cup. We would know the right portions we are getting every time. But you guys seem to use this. Oh, a spoon. Now a spoon.
It is crazy that they take the spoon. Not only they pick it up, but then they shake it a little bit. Half the chicken falls off the spoon. And it's a spoon.
And they're trying not to make eye contact with you. Because you're looking down. And they're like,
can I? And then when you ask for a little bit more, sure. The second one, big fucking scoop. They just
like fart. It's almost like an attitude. Is this enough?
Tubby? It's like, oh, now I have triple, but I gotta pay for it.
Like it's like they're gonna get the fucking audit. You know what I mean? Like if they're putting a little,
and you want them to like, you think that they're being nice, and then suddenly they pull out this like marker that's like, this one had double, like.
Oh, they always ask too. It'll come up and be like, what do you get? And I'm just like.
Yeah, what do you get?
Triple chicken. Fuck off. Oh, and their guac. Is it just me or is it just avocado? Smushed in a cup. Like, where's the ingredients? Guacamole has salt, has lime juice.
They used to have really good guac.
It's just avocado.
Their guac used to look like it was like gelato.
You would see ingredients in there, like guacamole, but there's no ingredients. It's just green. No, it's green putty. It's green putty.
It looks like the one that you get from like a grocery store now and you peel the wrapper.
Yeah.
On top,
or it's just a powder. You seen the powder shit? The powder shit where it's just avocado and then the powder that's guacamole. I think that's what they use.
Ugh. The thing is the guacamole though, you better eat it that day. Cause the moment you put like Chipotle, the hot guacamole in it, in your refrigerator, you're like, I'm going to save that for lunch. You open that up. You're like,
it's crazy how quick avocado, like that shit goes bad.
And it's not that bad to eat. Like I'll eat a brown avocado. Like
it's crazy how quick everything goes bad in the fridge now.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. Have you noticed in your fridge, just you'll buy like a thing of strawberries, right? It's in your fridge the next day.
It looks
there's already white fungus growing on it. Like, it's just so quick. Food is just going bad at an alarming, like, just quickly. It's crazy. You don't notice that in your fridge?
I guess. I'm always
nothing
like,
is lasting.
It's because he buys and then he goes out of town for 3 weeks.
Well, but she buys all the berries and fruits. I don't get that. I use frozen berries if I'm making a smoothie. But
you're a big Postmater, and then you save the food for later.
Celery. Oh yeah, that's when I was like living here. But now I'm like, I have a wife that we could like.
Oh,
buy.
You make food now every day. Oh, yes. good.
Cooking all the time. But I just love celery. Just stalks of celery that are already popped right there. Get some peanut butter. But just
snack on celery
all throughout the day.
Do you ever do ants on a log?
Yeah, I love ants on a log. Or a bug in a boat.
Wait, what's ants on a log?
Ryan made them for me not too long ago.
Celery, peanut butter, raisins on top.
Ew!
I do it with chocolate chips, though.
Yeah, chocolate. Wait, chocolate chips on celery?
Peanut butter in like the little gap.
No, I know, but celery as the
try it.
Oh, they put anything on their goldfish?
Yeah, you can go crazy.
Oh, movie recommendation of the week.
Equalizer 3.
Society of the Snow on Netflix. It's a plane crashing movie.
Oh, yeah,
it's based on
that.
A true story.
Sounds
it's really
good.
Traumatizing, especially if you don't like flying. But it is such a crazy, beautiful story. And like to me, this story was all about like friendship and strength and pushing through and staying alive. And
it's a true story.
It's a true story. It's filmed in they filmed it in it's filmed in Spanish.
So yeah, it's Spanish, which if you're like, oh, foreign language movies aren't for me, it's not that dense.
No, it really isn't. I think this was supposed to be filmed in Spanish because that's the true story.
Yeah.
They were all Spanish. It felt so much better watching it in Spanish. It felt more real to me. Like I felt like I was watching like a documentary or just something real. And
the best plane crash I've seen, like,
in oh my god, Matt, really? Dude, Matt, like, he tells me, he's like, you have to watch this plane scene because for some reason I'm scared of flying, but I love disaster scenes. It's fucking weird. I don't know. But that was definitely one of the best plane crash scenes I've ever seen in my entire life.
There's some special effects. It was like, you're like, how?
It that looks like look they CGI. Actually crashed a plane. Yeah. Like how did they film that? I don't know. But
and when that snow comes in that one part, I was like, what?
Matt, I can't believe how like that they went through that.
Yeah.
Heath, you have to. You I think you'd it's appreciate on
Netflix,
it.
You said, right?
It's like they're in the wild. I think you'd appreciate it.
It will be nominated for Best Foreign Film, but.
Yeah.
It was nominated for Golden Globes, but it didn't win. But it should, but.
I'm not going to lie, Heath. Watching this, I imagined like it was us. Like it was me and you in that plane. Like, surviving. What would we do? How would we move forward and what would we do in that situation?
Patricia and I, we were watching, we were like, kill us now. Like there was a point where I was like, nope.
Matt, I was thinking like being cold for that long, I think my body would rather just die instead of just be alive because it's just torture.
Yeah.
It's a torture chamber. I really, I know you don't watch like a ton of movies, but I really want you to watch this. I think you'd actually really like
it. You said it was on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix. The way it was shot beautifully.
Oh.
I feel like I've never seen that style of film. It felt like new to me, like the style of the way it was filmed. It was so refreshing.
It's so cool when you see a foreign film though, because they're doing all this stuff that's big in their culture that they want to express. That
yeah,
isn't your typical American director?
Heath, it'd make you want to like go to the wild. I think it'd make you want to go camping. I swear to God,
probably
it'd make you want to like go out there.
Or when you were a kid, did you ever like see a movie and you were like, I'm going to walk out this movie a little different. Like I saw Treasure Planet when I was a kid. I was like, that guy's so cool. I'm going to be like the guy from Treasure Planet. I'm going to get an ear piercing and try to windsurf the skies.
I walked out feeling like something watching Spy Kids 3D.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was better than Junie B. Jones.
Carmen Cortez?
Carmen Cortez. Why did I say Junie B. Jones?
Carmen Elizabeth Amamitabla Cortez. Access granted.
I thought it was the coolest thing. So one of my like close friends back like that lived in West Palm Beach, her friend was cousins with Alexa Vega. Vega. And I felt the amount of people I told that I was connected to her. That's I so thought funny. It was insane.
Yeah, that close to a
my
select.
friend's cousin was.
Boy, he spread that shit like wild.
I know. It like wild.
There were some girls in my town who saw like Jake Ryan from Hannah Montana at a hibachi grill, and I felt like it was my duty to go around and tell everybody else that story. That I wasn't even there. I would try asking my parents, could we go to the hibachi grill that he was at? Even though that kid is long like, gone.
Nobody gives a fucking shit about you.
Oh. Yeah, I remember watching him being like, damn. Why am I not him in high school?
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Because I was, at the time, I was watching Hannah Montana in secret anyways. Like, I would never tell, yo, Zane, you see that new episode of Hannah Montana? Like you were truly
watching that show.
Me and my dad watched that shit every day.
Your dad watched Hannah Montana.
My dad loved Hannah.
Oh,
Montana.
What a loser!
I watched it, but you wouldn't.
You
talk
didn't
about
talk
it.
About
we
it.
We were every, too old to watch
it. Was
it
was all in silence.
I didn't miss an episode.
I have a question. You know which show I watched as a kid secretly? Kim Possible and Teenage Robot.
Kim Possible was good though.
What was that?
With the Sitch.
Something Teenage Robot.
Jenny Robot.
Jenny the Teenage Robot.
I just want to know, you know the Even Stevens cast, how they have like a podcast and...
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Like after a while, I feel like you got to run
out
of some
hear,
stuff.
Do you hear the shit that they're talking about on the podcast?
Like, is it...
They're just going off the road. The girl was talking about how she was giving like blowjobs.
Like Christy Carlson Romano?
No, sorry, it's that Ned's Declassified podcast.
Oh, yes.
You see works. Those clips, I'm like, oh my God, this is... I feel like I shouldn't be seeing this. I'd have been a perfect coconut head.
What
character.
Was?
Yeah, you would have.
Jordan, why was that so funny?
What was the show Steve Urkel was on? It was like, did I do that?
Family Matters. Do you remember Steve Urkel's car?
No.
The little BMW and the doors in the front.
What?
Yes. That's a real car.
That's like something Mr. Bean would drive.
You walk up to the like a fridge.
Yeah, why aren't more cars like that, actually?
It makes sense.
I think it makes
sense. You never have to open your door and ding somebody. Yeah, you're like,
you get a car accident. Did I do that?
Matt is like the white version of Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
All right. Let's get to the unwind.
Close us out, baby.
Let's close us out. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. As always, we do have a Patreon where we post bonus content. We have these unwind videos where we keep the cameras rolling for 20 to 30 minutes after every episode. We also have a private Discord on there. We do live Q&As, high drunk episodes, all that good stuff. And we do have some news coming up very soon on the Patreon. So make sure to check that out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get all that for $5. A month. You can check out these episodes audio form every Monday on all the podcasts platforms, and we post video versions of these episodes on our YouTube channel on Tuesdays at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. Also, make sure to check out the best coffee in the world, Cremoda. Mm-hmm. Cremoda.com. You can get it. We've got K-cups, we've got bag coffee,
we've got tumblers, got
drinkware, we've got all sorts of accessories and a bunch of different flavors of coffee. We also have matcha. Again, Cremoda.com to try it out.
All right, we'll see you unwinders in 5 seconds. Love you. Pesos, peace and besos, XNOs, and love you.
Love you. Bye, baby.